Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends on this Wednesday. Think back over your lifetime. Can you recall a conversation you were part of which changed your life? Let's join Jesus and his disciples in Caesarea Philippi for such a conversation. It was essentially between Simon Peter and Jesus, but overheard by all the disciples who were present, including Matthew, who gives us his record of this radical, world-impacting statement made by Jesus. You've heard it many times. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. But what does it mean? Yesterday we looked deeply at this new word Jesus introduced here. Church is the word in English. Ekklesia is the word in Greek, the language in which Matthew was writing. We looked yesterday at both 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 and 10, and Colossians chapter 1, verse 9 to 13, to clarify that Jesus was speaking of people, both Jews and Gentiles, from every part of the world who would fully trust Jesus for his deliverance of them from their sin bondage and sin condemnation, which is our inescapable bondage in the dark kingdom. Are you ready for a shocking statement? Ekklesia has nothing to do with Methodist or Baptist, Presbyterian or Lutheran, Catholic or Nazarene, or any other man-made label we might see on the sign in front of a church building. Ekklesia is not defined by a particular number of people, or religious traditions, or style of worship, or even day of worship. Ekklesia is not defined by religious holidays, or rituals, or festivals. The ekklesia Jesus described is the people Jesus has redeemed and who are followers of Jesus. Sadly, all around the world, thousands of churches and millions of church attenders are not part of the Jesus ekklesia because they have not been truly saved by the redemption work of Jesus, God the Son, or the regeneration work of the Holy Spirit of God, or the justification work of God the Father. Now pause. Did you understand that, my friends? It's important we understand this truth, which will be a shocking reality for many people. In fact, I think it's safe to say hundreds of millions of people who have been involved in various churches, honoring fine religious traditions, will hear Judge Jesus say the words he spoke as recorded in Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Depart from me, you who are cursed, into eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That will be a tragic, shocking moment for many people who lived confident that their church attendance or their financial contributions or the religious heritage of their family or a great many other things would earn them heaven. Yet Jesus clearly said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Now, you know where that powerful statement of Jesus is found in the Bible, right? John chapter 14, verse 6. One of our primary purposes with this daily Walking with Jesus journey through God's Word, the Bible, is to help people understand God's truth. So I must ask, are you confident you are a member of the Jesus ekklesia? Not because of anything you have done, but because of the finished work of God in your life, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9. Jesus had very specifically said, upon this rock I will build my church. Therefore, it's essential for us to understand what rock Jesus is talking about. Sadly, too many people are confused, and they believe Jesus was speaking about the man, Simon Peter, with whom Jesus was talking, because they've heard Peter's name means stone or rock. Yesterday, we looked closely at the actual meaning of Petros, the word from which the name Peter is derived. We saw it literally means chip off the block of marble from which a statue is being sculpted. Peter was not the rock upon which Jesus would build his church. The rock upon which Jesus is building his ekklesia is Jesus himself. The truth of who Jesus is, as declared by Peter, and what Jesus accomplished through his death and resurrection. Pause. Did you hear clearly what I just stated? And do you believe that is the truth Jesus was proclaiming? That is the cornerstone of the gospel of God, the rock upon which Jesus has been building his ecclesia since that first Easter Sunday morning, is the person of resurrected Jesus, God the Son, and the complete atonement work of Jesus accomplished through his death and resurrection. It is imperative you and I and every human being understands this, for our salvation and our eternal destiny depend on its truthfulness. Jesus is God the Son, the Messiah, and his atonement death, therefore, is accepted by God the Father as payment in full for the sins of all humanity. God then applies Jesus' atonement death payment to any repentant sinner and declares them forgiven. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 through chapter 2, verse 8 is a fuller explanation of Jesus being the cornerstone and the capstone upon which Jesus builds his ecclesia. Oh, I think it would be wise to pause right here. Why? Because millions of people are confused about who the ecclesia of Jesus is and how a person becomes a member of the Jesus ecclesia, his church, which Jesus promised he would build. Are you confident you are among those Jesus has saved and brought into his ecclesia church? Secondly, it is essential every person understands the rock upon which Jesus is building his ecclesia every day, all around the world, is the person of Jesus Christ, God incarnate, and the finished atonement work Jesus accomplished on the cross and through his resurrection. There is no other path to eternity with God in heaven, my friends. So, finally, I must ask this closing question today. Does every member of your family and mine understand these two fundamental truths? And what decision have they made about these truths for their lives? And I'll be here tomorrow waiting for you because Jesus has so much more to tell us.